So when I was 5 years old, I was sitting in the sterile pediatrician's office. I patiently awaited my checkup. A familiar name was called, and my head popped up to see one of my friends being escorted into the office, his hand reaching out to hold a woman's. "Who's that, Mom?" I asked, looking at the woman my friend's hand was enclosed in. "His mother," she replied. I thought his mom was someone else. I was confused by what my mom was trying to imply. "He has two mothers and no father."
"Really?"
I said, amazed.
He has two mothers?
Yeah. "Yes," she replied, "women can marry women and men can marry men." "Oh," I said, shocked by the idea that I've never heard of before. The next day, in kindergarten class, I was seated on the animal alphabet mat with my friends at snack time. "Did you know that girls can marry girls and boys can marry boys?" I said in a 5-year-old know-it-all tone. They all already knew of this idea, new to me. "Well," I said confidently, "when I grow up, I'm going to marry a girl," to which I quickly followed, "because boys have cooties." In the years that followed, I wrote this off as my naive kindergarten self. I thought she was foolish. She didn't fully begin to understand the ideas of love. Then, in 7th grade, my ideas of who I was wavered yet again. It was my first year playing lacrosse. One of my teammates was late to practice. About halfway through, I saw her walking over to the goal we were doing shooting practice on. Her friend ran across the field to hug her. My mind drifted off to how pretty she was and how I wanted to be the one hugging her. My stomach twisted in nervousness. I had never felt this fluttery feeling before. My mind got trapped in fear and self-doubt of who I was. "No," I told myself, "I'm into boys. I want a husband." Then I swallowed my feelings whole and tried to ignore my unease. Then in 8th grade, I was forced to face my feelings yet again. Same lacrosse team, same girl. I was terrified. I made a list of reasons in my head why it couldn't be me, why I couldn't possibly have feelings for her. I started making excuses for myself. Weak ones, might I add. I told myself I didn't want a sperm donor. I told myself I was too weak to deal with homophobia. I told myself that, therefore, I couldn't be into girls. As 8th grade went on, my excuses became less and less believable. I had to face my feelings. I went through a period of self-doubt. I was scared of my feelings. At night, I would stay up in my bathroom, leaning against the bathroom tub, searching my phone, as if the internet could tell me the answer to my deepest burning question. Who am I? As time went on, my mind balanced in self-doubt. Am I into girls? Am I into guys? What am I? By the summer after 8th grade, I had finally had a sense of self, an identity, security in who I am. One day in July, I was in the back seat of my mom's car. We were driving along the road to Caldwell. Recently, I had gotten really into talking about LGBT rights, my family especially knew this. "So, Bella," she began, "do you think one day you'll discover you're bisexual or pansexual?" "Actually," I started before blurting out, "I think I'm gay." "Really?" Her voice raised in shock. "Aren't you too young to know?" Her words weren't meant to be cruel or menacing, more concerned, like a mother trying to get the answers that she wasn't so sure she knew, but they felt like a slap to the face. "Yes," I simply replied. I remained silent for the rest of the ride. Through all this, I learned I had to know myself and figure out who I was before I figured out who society or anyone else said I was, and not listen to what they wanted me to be, and just listen to who I thought I was.
So finally you end up being like a gay, and then you know what you want to?
Yeah, I ended up like discovering that I self-identify as someone who's into women or a lesbian, I guess.
Thank you for telling me. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening.